Matt, a convincing win today over Bradford Park Avenue. What's your assessment of the game?
Very, very pleased, obviously. We've come off a game against York City. We felt we deserved more in the game against York City. Two games in 3 days, they've had an extra day rest. So I asked for men and characters, and they stood up, and they were unbelievable today. Strong men, strong characters, and that's the team spirit in there. And I have the belief in them that they'll push on and push on and push on. And they've answered it. They've answered people today with the performance that they put on.
And did the goals come at perfect time, really, scoring just before half time?
Yeah, but we threatened throughout the first half, got the goal at a perfect time, like you say, and then got the second. But for me, we dominated, and against a good side. Bradford Park Avenue are a good side, and they're up there in the mix. But for me, we were a dominant side, and after playing on Saturday and coming here and after 2 days and putting a performance like that, just shows how strong we are.
And Jason Walker had a good game today. So obviously scored the second goal. When you took him off, you had a bit of an embrace with him. What did you say to him when you took him off?
He gets frustrated when I take him off. He's brilliant. He's experienced, and he's 32, 33 years old now, and he came off in the game against York and didn't want to be. And it's not about him coming off because he's played badly. He was unbelievable against York. He, arguably man of the match. Again today he was arguably man of the match. But it's looking after your players and looking after the team. It's all about the team. And I had a joke with him at the end, because I brought him into the office today, and he said, no, I wasn't moaning. So I had a laugh with him after when I brought him off today, and he's full of it. He understands it, and it was nothing. It was just one of those things, and he's been fantastic for us in the last couple of games, and all credit to him. We've got 4 points out of two games, two difficult games, and we're delighted with that.
And next on to away at Telford, who are obviously fighting for their lives. This has been a great sort of platform to push on and play against a team that are going to be fighting really hard to get the 3 points.
Yeah, people will be fighting for their lives now in the bottom half. There's so many who can get into that mix, and it'll be difficult games. Every game in this league is difficult, whether you're playing the bottom of the table or the top of the table. So no game's guaranteed, but we'll go there. And if we can put on a performance like we did against York and like we've done today, we should be okay.
And lastly, just a word on the good work that Ben, the groundsman's put on. It was great to get the game on today.
He's been fantastic. Ever since he's come, he's been fantastic. I think there was only three games on this in this league today, and we've had downpour after downpour after downpour. And I think he was here at 7 o'clock in the morning. So all credit to Ben to get this game on, and thanks for the fans to coming out to support us. And Ben, brilliant. And in the summer, he's apparently relaying the turf. It's going to be a bowling green next year, so no pressure, Ben.
Cracking, thank you.